With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. On January 1st, Baltimore missed a deadline that had been imposed by a federal consent decree to fix its leaky sewer system and stop intentionally dumping millions of gallons of raw sewage into the Jones Falls, Inner Harbor, and Chesapeake Bay. The EPA and Maryland Department of the Environment are now discussing how much of an extension to give to Baltimore and whether to penalize the city or loosen up the requirements of the cleanup agreement. This is a subject I discussed last month on this program. Today, I'm going to go into a little more depth about why exactly Baltimore missed the deadline, despite being given nearly 14 years and more than $1 billion to fix the leaky pipes and stop its sewage dumping. Dana Cooper is Chief of Legal Affairs at the Baltimore Department of Public Works.
One of the reasons how we got into this mess was that our system had not been proactively maintained over the long term. It hadn't been mapped, and we did not have a good sense of the condition of the pipes. And so you really don't know what you need to do in each pipe until you know what's going on in there. And so that mapping, that condition assessment, that inspection, that's really what took all of the time.
Bureaucratic haggling over the scope of the project was another reason the city completed only about half of the sewer line repair projects mandated by EPA in the 2002 consent decree. Baltimore engineers designed a series of pipe upgrades to handle a modest 3 inches of rain in a 24-hour period. EPA rejected the city's plans, asking for a system robust enough to handle 5 inches, the equivalent of the worst storm expected every 10 years, not the 2-year storm for which the city was planning. Here's Cooper again.
We used that 2-year design storm. We then waited 3 years for a response from EPA after we turned in our last one in 2008. We did not get a response from EPA until 2011, at which point they said, go back to the drawing board. So that gap, combined with then going back to the drawing board, did also set us back several years.
A spokesman for EPA denied the suggestion that his agency delayed the project, writing in an email that EPA responded rapidly after the city finished all of its required studies and plans. Regardless of who was at fault for the decade of delay, EPA or Baltimore, it is clear that this lengthy back and forth was unnecessary because the agencies could have communicated more clearly about the requirements for the upgrade at the beginning of the project. Over the last 2 years, more than 400 Baltimore homeowners have filed damage complaints with the city because sewage from the city's overwhelmed system backed up and overflowed into their basements. Brenda Johnson, a retired city public school teacher, suffered 2 sewage floods in her home. She is among those frustrated the city tripled her water and sewer bills, but did not use the money to stop the frequent sewage floods in her own neighborhood.
Well, I would think that A, they should have already had it fixed because they had enough time. B, I think that they should also have enough money if everybody is paying into their water and sewage the way we pay. If every household pays like we do, then they should have the money. It should be in the coffers. Since they didn't do it in the last, what did you say, 10, 12 years?
Yeah.
Obviously, they need some help and maybe supervision.
As officials debate what to do now about Baltimore's sewage mess, Brenda Johnson's idea might be the best. A court-appointed supervisor to make sure the city finishes the job and cleans up its waterways and the Inner Harbor. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.